Greetings, everyone. Hello, 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 wherever you are. I'm really excited to see you. This is Joan of Angels, and we are in the midst of launching our new show, Shine Your Brilliance, which is all about stepping into the light, turning up your power, remembering who you are, and activating your soul purpose. So I'm really excited to introduce our guest, Maureen St. Germain. Many of you know her. We are going to be talking about navigating the ascension process, awakening to higher realms. And as we do this and ascending the higher realms of consciousness, expanding our awareness and paving the way for our profound awakening and spiritual evolution. I am an oracle, intuitive guide, visionary artist, and I do soul aspect portraits, as well as being an international speaker. Now, our guest today, Maureen St. Germain, many of you already know. She has over 25 years of experience in the area of mystical and sacred traditions, known as the practical mystic. She is a prolific teacher and facilitator of spiritual knowledge for contemporary life. Okay, I'm going to stop that for a second. Put a thing up so my team knows. Okay, I'm going to start your intro again because there's too much sound from the outside world. Get this on. Yeah, I live 7 minutes from the airport. Okay, I'm just going to introduce you again, Maureen. Getting a better introduction. Okay. Sweet. Our guest today is Maureen St. Germain, who many of you know. She has had over 25 years of experience in the area of mystical and sacred traditions. She is known as the practical mystic and is a prolific teacher and facilitator of spiritual knowledge for contemporary life. And as an internationally acclaimed ascension teacher, she has been granted access to a dimension that has been closed to most of humanity for eons and is a direct channel to source. She's the founder of St. Germain Mystery School and Akashic Records International, and her annual program, the Ascension Institute, is a highly sought after immersive training for evolving humans. She's also the author of seven books, and her latest book, Living Your Best 5D Life, which I helped write a review of, is coming out in September. It's a fantastic book because she takes you into higher leaps of personal mastery. So I think without further ado, we are going to bring Maureen on. Right here, we're going to bring Maureen on. Beautiful. Hello, Maureen.
Hi, nice to be here and so happy you could put me on your program.
I'm really excited. We're just relaunching a new show. I took a year off as I was traveling so much, I couldn't even figure out when I'd be next to a studio where I could record. So here we are talking about getting into the fifth dimension and expanding our consciousness and awareness. And I thought you were the right person to talk to.
Awesome. Thank you.
How did you get started? So the first question is really, how did you get started, Maureen? How did you know you were going to be this ascension teacher? Like, what happened for you?
I think I was born awake. From the time I was a little kid, I knew I was being watched by both benevolent and non-benevolent beings. I was very intuitive. My mother was very intuitive. My father was also plugged in. When I was an adult, they took a course from Jose Silva, who, as some of you know, is the Silva Mind Control Program. And they even gave me a book autographed by him. My dad chose not to use it because when they were in class and they were reading each other's stuff that was going on in the body, he saw someone had cancer and he did not want to be the one. To tell this person. So, you know, I remember going around and around with him about my pregnancy at the time. And I was sure I was having a girl. And he kept telling me, no, it's a boy. He was right.
Interesting. Okay, well, we're not going to come to you when we want to know the birth of our kids. But so you were brought up in this awareness, and I'm familiar mm-hmm. with sober mind control. I had many friends who took that program. I took part of it, but then I sort of dropped out. But now, after I was reading your background, I was thinking I ought to be taking it again. But how did you go from just being aware of all this to the work you're doing now, though? Because that's advanced.
Well, most certainly I did need to break through. I was raised strict Catholic, but there was room for, you know, being plugged in and having information that no one knew how you knew.
It's a good way to put it.
So I reached a point where I couldn't get all the things I needed in the Catholic Church. And it wasn't like I was unhappy with it. It was just I wanted to expand more. So I began exploring other things and studied the teachings of the Ascended Masters, the Course in Miracles, and lots of other courses. And I began holding study groups. And at a certain point, I started teaching the Merkaba. I was trained by Drumbelow and started teaching the Merkaba, but I always added a lot more material to the actual course, primarily because there was the freedom to do that and to encourage people, as long as it was a sacred environment. You could basically cover anything, whether you wanted to work with the saints or the Ascended Masters, you know, like that. And at one point, I was still working in corporate. I had my family. And I remember going to the altar and saying, okay, I'm ready to let go. If this is what Spirit wants, I'm ready. I'm willing to go full time. And at that point, I think I had made $20,000 in seminar sales. After I left my job, I thought I better look at what my expenses were. There were 25.
Right. Uh-huh. So that was an auspicious beginning.
Yeah. So my employer gave me a pink slip within 2 weeks of my having this conversation at the altar. So I knew that it was all in divine order. And I never looked back, basically.
So you started making a profit.
I was pretty close to the edge. I actually started dipping into my equity in my home. And ultimately, that didn't turn out well because I ended up, when I sold the home, it turns out that when I refinanced to get that cash out, there was a prepayment penalty. And if you sold your home before 5 years or some window of time, and I asked about it and they said, oh no. But then when I signed the document, I said, anything we told you over the phone doesn't count, just what's in this paper. And it was, nice dress, it was crazy. Anyway, I took it all in and said, you know what, if Spirit wants me to do this, I'm going to be able to survive. And there have been a number of close calls where at one point I went into what they call debt counseling to avoid bankruptcy. And I had like a $65,000 debt, and it took me 5 years and I paid it off. And I remember saying to the counselor, he said, you don't make enough money to enter this program. And I said, because he said, you have to pay all this debt off within 5 years. And I said, okay, what do I need to make in order for you to accept me into the program? And he told me the number and I said, okay, put that down. That's what I'll earn. And there were some close calls, but I made every single payment. And what it did for me is take away all that interest. So any of you who are out there, if you're ever in that kind of situation where you've got a lot of debt and you can't keep up and it's just getting worse and worse and worse, debt counseling is a wonderful way instead of going through bankruptcy. So they take over all your debt and then you pay them this, you know, prescribed number that adds up to the full amount in 5 years. And then interest gets reduced in some places to zero, some places to 3%. It was quite profound.
Fascinating. Very fascinating. First of all, I went bankrupt twice. Second of all, I love it. Here we are talking about navigating to the fifth dimension and above. And we're really talking about how you have to handle what's holding you back on planet Earth. Like, those are the things we still have to clean up to navigate to the higher realms.
You know, and this is something that people really need to understand, that there is no law against bankruptcy. And if it's just, you know, like a bill that's freaking you out and it's over and above what your normal revenue or expenses are, you can say to the universe, you must know something I don't know, because I would never receive this bill if I wouldn't be able to pay it.
Yes. Okay. That's so true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You must.
And then you just wait for money to come in. Yeah. You still do your part. You show up, you do what you can. You know, accept opportunities and so on. And in my case, a few times my sister sent me money, you know, a couple $1,000s when I was really tight. But for the most part, it came through the work. You know, I would get more people in my classes. I would get more readings of the Akashic Records. And one of the things that I know about fifth dimension is that we forgive our debts and make space for our debts to be forgiven or to be resolved in some way that we are surprised at. Now, when I was living in New York City, I had two apartments at one point because one was for my home and one was for the office. They were in the same building. And my landlord the first apartment was pretty friendly with me. And he said, Maureen, you're doing pretty well. Why don't you get this second apartment? It's owned by my friend, blah, blah, blah. He gave me this big story. And I said, well, I'm doing pretty well. It's true, but I wasn't thinking about something like that.
Less overhead.
That's a big ask. But I checked in and my guidance was to do it. Okay. So then one day when I didn't have enough, but I knew it was coming in because I had a workshop that was scheduled and the people were registering. I called him and said, I'm not going to be able to make the rent on time because I usually paid it early. And he said, well, when will you have it? And I said, probably in the next 10 days. I have a workshop coming up and I expect that I'll have the money then. And he said, send it to me when you have it.
Mm.
Yeah. And in comparison, the other lady who didn't know me well said, well, I am going to have to charge you a penalty for being late. So the universe sent me, you know, a wonderful, wonderful landlord and a great friend. And this is the thing about 5D. We need to unhook our self-judgment. And we need to forgive others who have stolen from you. You know, I really didn't expect this to be about money, but I've actually had
it's important.
I actually had someone go on a sacred journey whose checks bounced, and she was somebody that I was friendly with and close to. It was somebody whose father was a senator, and it never occurred to me that her checks wouldn't be good. When we got home, she never made them good. So I was out of luck for about $6,000. And that was another thing. You know, you run up right against the edge. And I've had a number of very close calls. At one point, the things were so bad that there was, for lack of a better word, a little group that decided to cancel on a big sacred journey. And I already had like $60,000. Lined up between the airlines and the ground operators and the tour guide, blah, blah, blah. And so when they canceled, they thought I would cancel the trip because it was five people out of maybe 10. And I remember going to bed that night saying to the Ascended Master El Moria, who I have worked with very closely over the years, and said to him, I think I'm bankrupt, but I still have my health. And I can continue in whatever way you want. But if there's a solution, I need to know by morning. And in the morning when I woke up, I was told, resell those five tickets at half price. And I had two big workshops and they sold like hotcakes and the trip went forward. And the rest is history.
The rest is history. You know, Maureen, so I didn't expect to hear this conversation either, but I think that's so important for those of us in the 3D world, not including myself, but for people to understand that this shift from 3 to 5, and even in the ascension, and you're giving such great tips on how we can navigate this, because that's frightening when you suddenly, you know, end up not enough money. And so I really respect you for sharing this with us. It's a little piece we didn't know about you, but it's really important for the rest of us, especially going through this crazy time. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit then about how you started moving into teaching the, like, first of all, talk about your relationship with the Ascended Masters, because I'm looking at you going, this woman is definitely an Ascended Master here walking on the planet in a human form. Do you remember those lifetimes? Do you, what kind of connection do you have?
Yeah, some of them I do. First of all, I've always been devoted to Saint Germain. And at a certain point, I was told I was actually doing a numerology chart for someone. In the middle of it, I got the very clear message, change your name to Maureen Saint Germain.
I was going to ask you.
And I resisted. I said, you know, no, you know, this, that's too weird. I was still working corporate. So, you know, then, you know, you get to silence, the silent treatment. So I called my attorney because I was right in the middle of a divorce. And I said to my attorney, you know, you keep asking me if I want to change my name. What if I pulled a name out of a hat? And he said, well, how do you spell that? Now, at this moment, I wasn't really ready to make that decision. And so I spell it for him. And then I say, but just a moment, you know, I'm still considering it. And he said, well, you know, it's a good thing you called me today because we're filing the paperwork tomorrow. And if you hadn't reached out today, you know, you would have lost this chance. And I don't think anybody's going to care what name you give us as your new name. So that all happened like boom, 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 just like dominoes, you know, one push and boom.
Just like that. They told you the day of your last day. This is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff.
I feel like the Ascended Masters often put your feet to the fire and it's up to you to jump. So, and I also have a very close relationship with El Moria, and those two Ascended Masters are known to work together. And Kithumi, who was St. Francis. El Moria was one of the three wise men. He was also the Shah Jahan, the builder of the Taj Mahal. And I have a very close connection with Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene. And I've been given some really powerful information about Mary Magdalene that has to do with sacred geometry, because that's my other love, is the sacred geometry. So that whole sacred geometry thing, teaching the Merkaba, for me, it was like mother's milk. And I could go down that rabbit hole like a professional on skis. I could just do it. And I found that I was able to explain these things to the people in the classes in such a way that they got it. And I even had a guy who had a PhD in physics say to me, the way you teach sacred geometry, the way you teach the numbers and all this kind of thing, if I had learned this in grad school, it would have been so much easier for me. And so what happened to me is, with my work with the Merkaba, and the Merkaba is a fifth dimensional vehicle. So anybody who takes the time to learn the Merkaba, that puts their energy 5D. And the joke is whether they've earned it or not. So it's like the 5D garment. It's like putting on a uniform and you're suddenly 5D. So what that does is things happen faster. We all know that in 5D, you know, you say one thing and, you know, 5 minutes later it happens. And the other part is you're proactive. You're aware of the world around you in such a way that you're not doing mop up. You're doing proactive things. And then the other thing that Drumbelow taught was that we needed to ask permission from the higher self, but he never gave any higher self information. He never taught us anything other than you need to be like a child. And so I made it my mission to find a way to teach how to connect with your higher self and how to connect with the higher self for me. And I developed a very logical left brain, do this, do this, do this, and voila, you will have 100% accurate higher self connection. So that led me then into the ascension work because I could clearly see the Merkaba was putting me in 5D. I clearly understood that 5D is the ascension. And what I want to say about that is when everyday people ask me, well, how do you describe 5D or what do you mean by ascension? I'll say, well, 5D is like what everyone else says is heaven, but we don't have to die to get there.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. And so
it's part best of that you don't die to get there, actually.
Right? We're all going to do this and we're all doing it. We're all doing it every day. And the very wonderful thing is once we get it, that all we have to do is unhook from judgment. Because the 5D energy is readily available. It is our self-judgment that we sometimes project onto others, or the self-judgment that we carry from childhood or a bad marriage or, you know, any one of those things that holds us back. And one of the ways to really get yourself centered in this is to announce when you go to bed at night, I am waking up in 5D.
Oh my God. I love that. I love that.
Yeah. My evening prayer goes something like this. I'll give you just the beginning of it. I'm getting a good night's rest. And I am waking up well-rested no matter what the night holds. You know, having been a mom, you know, anything can happen in the middle of the night, right? I'm waking up well-rested no matter what the night holds. I am waking up in 5D. I am entering a energetic Faraday cage around my body and around my bed, around my home to eliminate any EMF or any other energies inappropriate for life. Because I believe, I've been shown by my guides, that the EMF, the Wi-Fi, the cell phones, all of that is projecting information. And there's two primary messages that are being projected. Forget, forget, forget. Reject, reject, reject. So what does that mean? It means that even if you hear something that might turn your head or get your attention or say to yourself, oh, well, maybe there's more than just this earth. Mm-hmm. Then you forget about it. You forget. And then the other part is reject. If it's too big or if it's too big of a leap from where you're at, let's just reject it.
Right. We see a lot of that going on right now. Mm-hmm. Having to do with things that have been happening around us. If it's too much, people go back into that. I just don't want to know.
Exactly.
Don't tell me anymore.
So what happens is we have the opportunity to rise above all that in a couple of ways. In a physical way, unhook your Wi-Fi at night, because for whatever reason, Wi-Fi is stronger at night. And I think it's partly because there's nobody pulling juice like the kids playing video games. And so I have my Wi-Fi on a timer and it goes off. It turns off at 9:15, you know, every once in a while. Yeah, very powerful.
That's very powerful.
And then I have devices, you know, everybody can get a device and there's all kinds of devices out there, but we have household devices. We have devices on the desktop. We have devices on our phone to antidote the EMF and the Wi-Fi energy. So some of the most powerful work that's out there now is transforming, instead of antidoting it, transforming it into positive. So they're literally changing the spin of electricity or the EMF, you know, these fields of energy into beneficial energy. And it's so funny because even though you know this and you believe it, when I install this in my home, in one corner of the house where the electrical box comes in, unbelievably, those plants took off, and they're like, what is that place? Not Stonehenge, but the place in the UK that grows plants that are giant size.
Oh, is that in Scotland?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a place in Scotland. Yes, it's
anyway, so
a retreat up there. It'll come to us before the end of this.
Yeah. So the plants that they're all planted at the same time. I put in all this, you know, landscaping at the same time. But these plants are like three times the size of the other plants in the other part, you know, in the backyard. Mm-hmm. So we had physical proof that this was so, and that's pretty powerful. So that's the physical thing. And then the mental thing that we do is we change the way we talk. We change the way we think. And, you know, we make a game of it so that if we say it one way, you know, like I have to do X, Y, Z, then we say, oh, but what I really meant was it makes me happy to pick the kids up on time. What that does is, when we say I have to, and this is one of the biggest problems that people have right now, there is an energy that we surrender. We give up our power because we are just, I have to. Somebody made me do this. Whereas if I own it, I claim my power. And then it's not like overflow. It's like pouring coffee in a cup and keep pouring it even when the cup overflows. You're just throwing that away. So instead of saying I have to, it makes me happy, I love doing this, I get to, I want to, any other way that shows I am choosing rather than some unknown outsider. Mm-hmm. So that's very powerful. And so the exciting thing about 5D is it looks almost the same as 3D. Our conscious mind has already accepted 5D. So we don't notice that things are different, but I'll give you two really powerful 3D examples. This happened two times in the same week. I got a call from one client who said to me, I don't know what's going on. There was a hole in the windshield. We got in the car. I told my partner, you know, you might want to get that fixed so it doesn't crack all the way across. She agreed. A couple of days later, we get in the car and there's no problem. And I say to my partner, oh, you got it fixed. When did you get it fixed? I didn't get it fixed. And then later that week, I was telling that story to another person. And she said the exact same thing had happened to her and her daughter. The daughter noticed the hole. They both acknowledged it. The next time they got in the car, there was no hole in the windshield.
Well, I want you to know that I have a big scratch. I don't have a hole, but I have a big scratch. And I'm going to ask that it be fixed. Well, actually, there is a tiny hole.
Okay, so here's what you do. You don't have to ask to have it fixed. You jump to the timeline where it is either already fixed or it never happened.
Already fixed or never happened.
Right. You don't care which.
Mm-hmm. I don't care either. I love this.
That's another thing about 5D. What's happening is people are getting, what's the word? They're getting a lot of old memories coming back, you know, tough stuff, sadness, mm-hmm. Mistakes they've made, being fired, breakups, you know, bad decision with the kids, whatever. And one of the things you can do, a person can do, is soul retrieval on that event and call back your lost parts. Because very often these big traumas cause us to have we break off a piece of ourselves to survive. And those lost parts are floating around in the universe. And when we do soul retrieval, we call them back. And we the next morning we do ceremony where we wash them and integrate them and then bring them in. And I do have a guided meditation that walks people through this. And it's called Unify. It's on the app Illuminate. And what I did is, because I've made so many guided meditations, I made an app made And the first seven meditations are free. And then if you want the full version, then it's a packet, you know, you buy the package of either monthly or yearly. But this is on, and you could also buy it separately on my website if you just want that one thing. But this is super, super powerful. And I'm telling everybody that's studying with me at this time that they need to be doing soul retrieval 2 to 3 times a week, even if they don't know what it's about. Because what's happening is the less baggage we have, the less stuff, you know, stuff we forgot about. You can even do a soul retrieval on stuff I forgot about, whatever it is that's out there floating around, and bring it back. And then we're more ourselves. The very first time I did soul retrieval for myself, by myself, and this is the Unify program, I got a phone call. My sister had died in a car accident, and I was in Hawaii. My mother was living in Hawaii, so the two of us flew together to Paris. And this man was on the sacred journey with the whales, with me, with the whales and the dolphins. And he called me every day to see how I was doing. On the day I did the soul retrieval, he said, "Maureen, you sound all together."
Oh, it's the other way around. It's the other way around. I can't actually see it.
It's the meditation. They're all the meditations are included if you get the app. So he calls me and I don't know what I said. I said, "Hi, how you doing?" And he could hear in my voice. He said, "Maureen, you sound all together." And my response was, "I am all together," because all my lost parts from that trip, my flight was from Hawaii to Houston. And in Houston, I was supposed to pick up my passport. My passport back in the day, you know, 10 years ago, we didn't travel with our passports all the time. And one of my sons had to go to my house in my lockbox, pull the passport, drive to another city an hour and a half away, drop it off at that airport, hand it to a flight attendant, a clerk, who gave it to a flight attendant who was going to be on a flight going into Houston. She was then supposed to take it to the club room, and they were supposed to give it to me. When we walked in from my flight over, you know, from Hawaii, nobody knew anything. Nobody could find my passport. Nobody knew anything about it. And I remember going to the bathroom and I was beside myself. I was so torn up because I really wanted to be there. And I remember saying to Amore, "You got to do something. If I'm supposed to go, that passport has to be found. They're not going to let me get on a plane to Paris without it." Because my sister lived in Paris. She was married to a Frenchman. I came out of the bathroom and they had it.
Okay. And that's so true. I mean, I've had experiences like that. It's really good to actually capture them and remember and not take this for granted. Very beautiful. Great story to illuminate that.
You know, all those scary times, you leave a little bit of yourself. And when you pull all that back, you have more of yourself, more of your power, more of your authentic energy. So I developed this program of the ceremony to bring your lost parts back so that you don't have to wait till you can get to a shaman to do it for you.
I love that. I'm actually going to listen to that because some of the portraits I do are soul aspects. There's sort of a soul retrieval. And I'm going to go listen to that. I'm excited that you're sharing the most practical, just so you know, Maureen, I didn't expect to have all these practical tools about stepping to ascension. So we have time for one last subject to talk about. Then I want you to let everyone know what you're doing and how they can work with you. But so all of these are practical tips to get into the 5D. But what exactly is this? Can you clarify exactly for our audience, like, what is this ascension process then? How will this help us on that path?
Okay, number one, everybody's going 5D, whether you're ready or not.
Yay!
So it's a little bit like, you know, a big family getting in the station wagon, you know, everybody's ready, but one kid's still playing video and you get in the car and you say, you know, you got 2 minutes to get in the car. And then you notice there's a funny smell because the baby needs a diaper change, you know, so that kind of craziness happens. And we have to look at this with a much lighter heart and say, everybody's going to make it. Now, I have been told that there's three Earths. And so that means there's a crash and burn earth, there's a do-over earth, and there's the ascending earth. So everybody who's in alignment and doing their work and being plugged into spirituality, they're already in the ascending earth, and they are very likely going into 5D on a regular basis. Now, that's another thing that a lot of people don't realize. 5D is not a place you go and stay. 5D is a place you step into, and then you step back into your 3D. You get into it, and you step into your 3D. It's like a sine wave. And the interesting thing is the sine wave is like a teenager. So a teenager will do something mature, and then they follow it with something stupid. And that's how teenagers learn. And that's us. That's us.
Yes.
So we step into 5D, we have this blissful experience, and then we slip back into 3D. We, you know, have judgment, we have annoyance, somebody pushes our buttons, whatever. Okay. And then we go back into 5D. Mm-hmm. And the goal is we're gradually ascending up so that we can stay in 5D all the time. So here's another very practical tool, and that's what they call me, the practical mystic, is say the phrase, I am asking for a day of heaven on earth for me and everyone I come in contact with and everyone I am in contract with.
What happened?
I am asking.
I can't hear you anymore.
Huh.
Wait a minute. Well, okay. Let me just put up my cell phone so I know what just happened. Okay. I can hear you now.
Okay.
So start it again. So then here's another. So
one of the ways that you can anchor yourself into 5D is to announce every day, I'm asking for a day of heaven on earth, which is the same as 5D, a day of heaven on earth for me and everyone I come in contact with and everyone I am in contract with. And everyone I'm in contact with means the teller at the bank, the librarian, you know, the random phone call, and everyone I'm in contract with, well, that's my webmaster, my, you know, the people who provide utilities for me. So I'm spreading the wealth, if you will, because I can call it in, and I can call it in for anybody who's got a connection to me. And I had the most amazing experience the very first time this happened, because I didn't know I was doing it. And I came home from an overnight flight, and I had just a little window of time to get turned around and go back out to the East Coast. And when I got off the plane, in the tiny town that I was living in, the baggage handler was the same person who's the clerk that would check me in. So she looked up and said, oh, hi, Maureen, how you doing? And without thinking, I said, oh, I'm having a day from, and I won't say the word because I don't say it anymore.
Oh my God, right. We don't say that.
So, and then I realized what came out of my mouth. I had used it occasionally in class, you know, to describe a bad day. So as soon as I realized what I had done, I said, but I'm having a day of heaven on earth because I'm flying with United. She laughed, I laughed.
That's and a great I went commercial. Home,
and there was 2 inches of water on the floor of my basement. I could hear water running, but you couldn't figure out what it was. There was a broken pipe in between the walls. Uh-huh. So I called my neighbor. He came over. We called the plumber. The plumber came within an hour like he said he would. He asked me where I thought the break was. And I told him where I thought it was. I asked my higher self. My higher self pinpointed exactly where it was. He drilled a hole. It cost me only $100 to have him fix it. My neighbor came over with fans between the walls so that we could dry everything out. And I called the airlines and said, look, you know, I've got this drama going on in my house. Can I take the later flight? And they said, yeah, we'll put you on the later flight. Then I went about my errands and I went to the bank with my bank deposit, mailed a bunch of postcards. That goes way back, right? And then I got home and the phone was ringing and it was a United Airlines personnel, a real person. And she says, our flight to Chicago is both flights are running late. Is there any way you can get on the earlier flight? Because if you catch the later flight, you'll miss your connection to the East Coast. And I had my car packed. I had changed out, you know, what I needed to change out. And I was only 15 minutes from the airport. So I said, no problem. I'll be there. I'm sitting on the plane and I'm in awe. I'm just in awe. How, you know, like boom, boom, boom. There was drama. There was stuff. And this is what people need to understand. There can still be stuff, but it was all super easy and super smooth. So I'm sitting there and I'm asking, what? How did this happen? And they said to me, my guide said to me, well, don't you remember you claimed a day of heaven on earth? So then I said to myself, well, the next time I have a chock-a-block day, I'm going to ask for a day of heaven on earth. The second time I asked for a day of heaven on earth, I said, wait a minute, I can ask for it every day. And so can you.
Yes. I love it. I'm making a note of that. A day of heaven on earth. All right. Well, this has been so fascinating, Maureen. I mean, really fascinating. I love how practical it is. And so what are you doing these days? Like, how can people reach you and what are you offering to them?
Yeah, we have a couple of programs coming up. One has to do with a giant size training and business training for people who want to be Akashic Records readers and to create a business, a very powerful program. We have another program that we will be announcing in a couple of weeks. May 17th, we'll open up the doors to our annual program. Then, of course, you mentioned my book is coming out in September.
Which is very juicy, having looked through it, everyone.
Yeah. And we have a monthly group call that people can call in and get information. I do training in that class. That's $11 a month. And it's very easy and fun. And we answer questions, whatever people want. You know, we just see what they need. And in that moment, we provide it. So it's a wonderful, busy time.
Amazing. Amazing. You have so many wonderful things. I'm just so grateful that you came on and shared all your tips about stepping into the fifth dimension. They're all practical. They all work. You know, even turning off the Wi-Fi at night and starting to protect your body from all of that. I see it as black stuff around you, but the cage, all of that material that we don't need that keeps us solid. So actually, this is great. This is a good training. This show itself is a good training, a good basic introduction to Maureen St. Germain. So thank you so much, love.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my God, it's a pleasure. It really is a pleasure. I'm looking at you and I'm seeing the Ascended Master in you and I'm feeling your energy. And I feel privileged to have you on the show, just so you know, love. All right, so I'm going to take you off for a minute and just wrap up the show. All right, guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed Maureen St. Germain as much as I did. I already wrote down all the tips. If you haven't, listened to it again and then write down some of those practical tools to ensure that you stay in that fifth dimensional frequency and understand that when you're not, you just go back and forth. I love that. But let's just leave the show with two things. Reach out to Maureen and check out her work and check out some of my work. I'd love to help you find and remember who you are as well. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share, and make sure that you ask for to make today like being in heaven. Can't remember the exact words, but I think the guides will understand. Let's make today a perfect day for us in heaven. And so it is. Have a great day, everyone. I will see you next week. Remember, I'm Joan of Angels, and you are walking your path of brilliance. Have a great day.